I thought, you know what, I should probably just quit the job before I get fired. That way I will not have to hear Evangelist Evans' mouth because I didn't purchase the book. So I drove around and drove around some more and I still couldn't find the book. Then it dawned on me, I should order the book online and see if I could get someone to express mail it to me the next day. Unfortunately, when I looked online, the devotional was sold out and the new copies were on back order. So, I sat and thought about it for a while. I became very depressed. I told myself that God didn't love me. I told myself that because God had let this world get so bad, I would never get another job. I told myself that I was going to get fired. I told myself that Jesus was not helping me because I could not find the book. After talking to myself like this, I noticed that I did not feel well at all. I felt very down, very discouraged, and very despondent. I thought about it and decided to take a chance and go to work the next day to tell Evangelist Evans what happened. I decided to tell Evangelist Wendy Evans the truth. I decided to tell Evangelist Evans that I could not find the book because I waited until the last minute. I drove back home and went about my daily activities. Since my insomnia had been cured, I was able to get a good night's sleep. Well, the next morning, I went to work, and I went to see Evangelist Evans. I told Evangelist Wendy Evans what happened. I told her that I didn't have the new devotional that she had wanted. There was silence in the room. I waited to be fired. I waited to be yelled at. I waited to be told to pack up my stuff and leave. Instead, to my surprise, Evangelist Wendy Evans pulled out a copy of the new devotional that she had wanted and said to me, "Sandra, I already have the book. Sandra, I knew you were going to wait until the last minute and I knew you would not be able to find the book. I also knew how you would feel because you could not find the book. I knew you would think about not telling the truth. But because you told me the truth, Sandra, I want to tell you what the moral of your experience is. Because of what this experience taught me and because of what I learned from what Evangelist Evans shared with me about why she asked me to get her the new devotional, I wanted to share with you some key insights that may help you be able to learn from my experience. Evangelist Evans informed me that she put me through this experience because she wanted to teach me how my thoughts were creating my reality. I learned that when your thoughts create your reality, how you think controls how you feel and how you feel controls what you do and where you go. I learned that although we know that they are there, we try to ignore our thoughts and we try to deny their existence. We have over 80,000 thoughts every day. Thoughts shape our lives, for better or for worse. Thoughts control how you feel in the morning and thoughts control how you feel when you go to sleep. I know thoughts are powerful because my own thoughts caused me to become sick and depressed. My thoughts dictated how I reacted because I could not find the devotion. I had talked so bad to myself that my own thoughts made me feel forgotten by God, abandoned by Jesus. I even prayed at the last minute, but I still could not find the devotional. I felt offended, angry, and hurt that God did not answer my prayers. Even though this was my fault, I thought God didn't love me because He didn't fix it. From this experience, I learned that whatever our minds focus on is what will play out in our lives. I learned that our thoughts turn into feelings that have the power to control our lives, and our thoughts then gradually steer us in directions we often do not want to go in. Have you ever talked to yourself and told yourself how bad things are? Have you ever thought that God may not love you because He is not changing your circumstances? Have you ever been down, depressed, or discouraged by your problems? Are you discouraged by what you see or hear on the news? Are you overwhelmed by this world's problems? If bad circumstances have ever gotten you down, that's your thoughts creating your reality. If you want to learn how you can change your thoughts, join me in Audio 3 and I will finish this teaching.